We have spoken to you before about the importance of putting down the things you do not want to carry with you into a new world. And we want you to continue to have that as a focus. That includes upsets. That includes what we are going to call, for just for the sake of it, righteousness. Now, this is a difficult one because righteousness is a good thing. But righteousness for you and your life and what is important to you. And there is a tendency, of course, when you see things around you that are in violation of righteousness, to want to do something about that. And this is not a good time for that. This is a good time for tending to rightness in your own body, in your own life. This also is a very important time for what we are going to call the establishing and protection of identity. And that would be your identity. In your language, because so much in your language is powerful, one of the most powerful things in your language is the simplest. And that is, I am. And we are going to say blank for the moment, because what you put in that blank after I am is far more powerful than you ever would have believed, because what you put in that blank is what you are calling into your life. We have worked, of course, all of us before, not to be so, shall we say, critical or to be so judgmental of ourselves. That is good work, and it leads us to the power of this lesson. If I am no longer interested in berating myself for what I am not, it is time then for me to honor what I am. How this would work, it would be, I am happy. Say, for instance, when you do that, you are calling the happiness to yourself that is in the world around you. And when you say, I am strong, not only will your own body respond to that, but the world will send you the things that make you strong. The I am is very powerful. It is also the name of God, which is an important thing to remember. The great I am is one of the powerful names given to God. So when you say I am, you are calling on a power, and it lives in the word that you are speaking. So we want you to think about this during the week, so that if you are in a situation where you do not care for the energy, go to the identity statement. It could be, I am separate from this energy. I am calling better energy. I am of better energy. I am peaceful. There are a million ways to work with this, but the line that comes after the I am is one of the most powerful things you can find in your life and you can do in your life. Now, we are going to talk to you about something that is not like that at all and goes in a separate part of your own consciousness, and that is, I feel. It does not matter what comes in the line after I feel, because feelings are transitory. They are here, they move, they are gone. It is good to express them in some instances to help them clear, but they are not your identity. This very common misconception is a problem for many people, because they begin to believe that what they feel is what they are. And that is not true. We would never want that to be true, because the feeling world is ever changeable and has negatives, positives, all manner of things. So the I am in terms of your feeling is not a danger to you, because it is on the feeling side of your life. It is a statement about emotions. It is not a statement about identity. So when you are working with this, pay attention to how quickly the energy around you changes when you say, I am, and then you fill in that word that goes there, the perfect word for who you are and that situation. And, but I feel, which of course is also very necessary, that you can let that be in a separate part of your life, and anything can go there, because feelings are very movable. It is in the confusion that people have when they begin to connect what they feel with what they are. That is where damage is done for many, many people, because there's power in the word, great power in the word. And in the word that comes after, I am, there is a supreme kind of power. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Okay, begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the air around you. Hold the energy of the sun. Breathe in the sun. Exhale the shadow. Feel a wind blowing, and let the wind blow away anything that might be caught in your energy field that you do not wish to carry forward with you. So feel the wind blowing, and let your field release anything that does not belong with you in the days ahead. Open the crown and feel that you are seeing a ball of gold. And know that the golden ball has the energy of wisdom and strength, of power, of love, of healing, and open the crown and feel the gold begin to pour into your body. Let it open your crown wide enough to receive more than you have received before. And as it touches the third eye, allow the third eye to awaken, to be clear, and in peace, to know intuitively all that you need to know. Feel the energy flow into the throat. And let this energy begin to be the ruler of your communication to yourself first and then to the world. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And light the beautiful garden in your heart. Feel its energy feed everything that you are growing in your heart center. Everything that makes you whole and happy. And feel this golden light flow into your solar plexus and very gently displace the emotions that may have gathered there that are no longer serving you. Feel them move out of your body, out of your field. Let the golden light flow into the second center. And let that golden light begin to displace any judgment, any shame that might be caught in your body or your field, or any old pattern that now needs to break up and leave your body. Feel the golden light flow into your root. And let that golden light begin to ground you and assist you with putting together your identity with what you wish to create. Now let that light spread through your body so that your thoughts are moved up into a vibration that makes you not only powerful but happy. Feel the light flow down over your shoulders and down your back to relieve you of burden you do not need to carry. Feel the golden light fill your arms and your hands so that what you choose to do, you choose in a fine, high energy. Feel the flow of energy down through your trunk to heal or adjust anything that might need that. Feel the energy flow down through your legs and into your feet so that your awareness of the universe support and your support is very present. Go into your heart center and see the beauty of what you are growing, of what you are creating, and see a path that moves up in your heart center. And as you walk on the path, see that there is no effort to move up, but you are only moving naturally and being brought to another place. Stay on this road and see the beauty around you. Now see that something has appeared on your road, and resting your mind, simply know what it is. Continue on the road, which moves up very slightly, and feel the wind, and see the beauty around you, and see the second thing that appears on your road. Now return to the road and feel the energy becoming lighter and higher. And feel how light you have become. And find the third thing on your road. Now come to a place where there is a beautiful waterfall. And be in the waterfall or drink from the water. Choose your way of being in this water. And feel its ability to wash away anything you do not wish to hold any longer, to refresh your spirit and your body and your life. Mm-hmm. reach into the water and bring for yourself a gift. Now, bringing your gift with you, come back down the road and see how clear and free the road is, and how every step you take is blessed by the road on which you are walking. Come to your garden again. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.